For me, all too often, I think we sit here and go, why do parliaments make decisions? What's their thinking? What's going on in the background? How do they make those decisions? So to actually be able to have an active say or play an active role in that was important for me.
51-year-old Kurt Reeby is a South Australian energy consultant who put his hand up 2 years ago for a citizens' jury that examined ways of reducing the number of cats and dogs euthanised in that state each year.
I had registered to be someone who was willing to participate and was randomly selected, so I received an email asking if I would like to participate and put my name in the hat and got selected from there.
So what did you feel when you heard that it was going to be about cats and dogs?
So you had a choice in that, and that was one of the matters that I felt was worth having a say and understanding. So I had some views around that and felt that it would be good to be a part of it.
The concept of citizens' juries was created by American political scientist Ned Crosby in the early 1970s, around the same time as a similar idea was being developed in Germany. Kyle Bezenko is the executive director of the Jefferson Center in Minnesota, established by Crosby more than 40 years ago to refine the process.
Ned has always been one who's been an inventor and tinkerer, so the process itself and his different approaches have been through various iterations. It's really thinking about how to reconcile the reality that people evaluate policy and different options in political and electoral experiences with the values that they hold and bring to those decisions. And so the jury process was one to think about how to allow individuals who may not be formally involved in public policy or political life or campaign activity or anything else to exercise and come together and learn about issues, learn about topics, and utilize their experience, their values, and the things they learn together in a way that allows them to provide input and feedback and recommendations on some really tough and challenging political and public issues.
How has the process evolved over the last 40 years?
Both in the U.S. and elsewhere. I think some of the main evolution has occurred from an expansion beyond looking simply at kind of up and down yes and no or kind of dichotomy-based public issues to say, you know, here's a policy, should we do it or not, and what are the rationale or justifications for yes or no, and have expanded to build on the learning and the techniques and the experience of people who've done this work both through the Jefferson Center and other organizations, but also globally to say, what are the applications for this model for exploring policy issues in depth and allowing individuals from quite a range of communities to provide input and feedback on these issues beyond yes and no and here's why.
Citizens' juries are one example of what's called deliberative democracy, where decisions or recommendations are made through a process of engagement, discussion and deliberation rather than yes or no votes. Dr. Simon Niemeyer is a senior research fellow at the Institute of Government and Policy Analysis at the University of Canberra.
The common narrative of Australian politics is that it is becoming less deliberative. Certainly, I mean, we see this in popular discourse about disaffection with politics, how politicians are behaving in ways that we would call strategic rather than being communicative, rather trying to engage with ideas and arguments. They're trying to manipulate the system to either stay out of trouble, to keep things off the agenda or control the agenda and so on.
Or just to stay in power.
And that's, that has a political logic, but from a deliberative democratic point of view, that undermines the ability to actually have a sensible, open, honest discussion about important public issues.
How do you think Canberrans are likely to embrace or not the idea of the first citizens' jury, the pilot that's happening here?
Well, it's interesting. I'm not entirely sure. It would be understandable if there was a little bit of resistance, because in some respects, the way that we're trained to think about politics is a little bit different to the logic of this sorts of approach. I mean, the way we think about politics quite commonly in Australia is you elect your leader, they go and make decisions on your behalf. And we don't really have too much of a culture, certainly as we go up from local to federal, of actually having an ongoing discussion between citizens and decision makers. And that's a deliberative ideal, but it's not an electoral democracy ideal. And the classic example of that was the proposal for the Citizens' Assembly by Julia Gillard in relation to the carbon tax. The pushback on that was incredible. Now, part of that was the politics of the issue at the time, but it also did reflect in some senses the way we think about politics in Australia. Some of the public discourse around that was, we elect politicians for that. Why would we bother? We don't trust the citizens to make these sort of judgments. So we don't really have the culture of practice around that yet. So we have to start somewhere. So there may be some resistance, but the hope is that if this is done right and it's done sensitively and we start a little bit slowly and build practice, then there'll be a better understanding of what the possibilities are.
The citizens' jury in Canberra will have 50 members who'll deliberate on changes to the ACT's compulsory third-party insurance scheme. The process will also involve a stakeholder reference group, including health and insurance experts, and other Canberrans can share their views through an online survey. Kurt Reby's South Australian citizens' jury came up with a number of recommendations about cats and dogs, including mandatory desexing, which has since become law.
The process was wonderful. So we got to understand the major issue around the number of cats and dogs that were being euthanised every year. And then we got to be given some speakers who were going to be some subject matter experts on the pros and cons for all that. And then as a jury, we managed to ask further questions around, we would like to see some information on this matter or that matter. And we're even able to take it a bit sideways. So in our matter, we even tried to look at one of the reasons that was cats and dogs were being euthanized was because rental properties wouldn't accept pets. And so could we impact that? And that was one of the big factors. So even in that matter, we took it just a bit further. So that was really good.
How would you describe your fellow jurors?
Fabulous. They were very accommodating. So conversations were very respectful. There was great diversity around cultural backgrounds, social backgrounds, geo backgrounds. It was wonderful. And the debate was just awesome. So people certainly didn't get heated. They would respectfully listen. And it was set up that way. So the diversity was absolutely looked for and absolutely respected.
And so you'd be part of a citizens' jury again by the sounds of it, Kurt?
I would absolutely recommend it. So whether it's me or not me, I would recommend everyone to get a part of that. Yeah, it does make you feel more empowered and it does help your understanding of how policy and decisions are made through government. And actually to play an active part in that and actually be able to see a minister, look them in the eye, have a conversation and express that, I think was wonderful.